Well, now, this is a cool story which I don't really quite understand, but we'll get to the bottom of it, I hope. Anyway, a newly discovered bacteria has the ability to turn traces of gold into nuggets. It was found in regional Queensland and can accumulate small bits of gold we can't detect and make it useful again. Dr. Frank Reith is an associate professor at the University of Adelaide, and Dr. Reith is with me. Good evening, sir, and thank you for your time.
Yes, hello. So hello from Adelaide.
Where was this bacteria found, and what does it actually do?
Well, initially we found it in a mine in Queensland, in regional Queensland, but we've also discovered it in a lot of other places in Australia and around the world. And what the organism can do, it's resistant to mobile gold. So when gold is in solution, it is quite a toxic component, and it can detoxify that gold using a particular biochemical mechanism, hence accumulating metallic nanoparticles of gold on the surface of the bacterium. The entire cells can become mineralized, and then a growth process can follow from there to make larger and larger units of gold.
Right, so this bacteria, in short, it identifies, does it, traces of gold?
It does, yes. We call it an orophilic bacterium, so it likes to live in biofilms on surfaces of gold grains, and there it helps the detoxification of gold, and with that it transforms those gold grains from we call primary gold to secondary gold, so gold that's formed in surface environments.
So how are you going to be able to use this bacteria?
Well, there's a couple of ways that we've been thinking about. One, and the first one that came to mind was when we used, when we studied its biochemistry, we found that it used particular proteins to do that. And we can now, now that we've cleaned up those proteins, we're looking into developing a biosensor for gold. What we're also trying to do is recover gold from tailings and waste rock materials. Oftentimes, it's sub-economic with current processes to get the gold out from some tailings materials and waste rock materials that, you know, some of the larger mines collect in quite large numbers or quite large amounts, and we're trying to use that organism to reconcentrate that gold to make it recoverable.
Okay, so this is kind of like a pregnancy test, is it?
The biosensor idea, yes. That would be kind of like a pregnancy test, or which gives you a yes-no reading, or if you want to quantify it and compare it, a blood glucose monitor gives you quantified reading. So that would be really interesting for industry, we think.
What does this mean for the gold industry?
Well, we're hoping that, you know, we can make exploration somewhat easier for industry, so that, you know, using this biosensor that we can take it out to the field and measure gold directly in our sample media. And for the processing side, we hope that we can make the processing of gold and also e-waste, which has a lot of gold in it, a much more sustainable process, or much more green process. And we're working actually with a New Zealand company on the e-waste idea. They've approached us some years ago and said, you know, this would be a great idea. Can we use the organism that that you found? And they're doing tests with that, so that's great.
Right, this is mint innovation. Yeah. So have you got a time frame on all of this?
Well, we are at the moment, we're looking for industry support for this research. We can take it as far as experimental and small pilot plants. And at the moment, we're talking to industry and hope we'll get some more interest of that. And then we're ready to go. We're understanding all of the fundamental mechanisms now, most of them. And, you know, we need an industry partner, essentially, to say, like, look, this is a great idea. Let's make that work.
Okay.
And integrate it into the mine environment as it is today.
Very interesting. And thank you so much for coming on the program. That is Dr. Frank Reith at University of Adelaide, Associate Professor. It's 14 to 7.